play.
What, you're the baseball player? Give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
I came in. Is that your new fucking thing? When you're like, take a nap.
Take a nap.
You need like a fucking nap.
Take a nap.
Jesus, you start. All right, we love.
I would love to take a nap. Yeah, the mics are hot right now. Sorry for the for not warning you beforehand, but
okay.
Were you guys talking about your new shitty podcasting setup?
Yeah, no, it is absolute garbage compared to this.
Yeah.
I mean,
nice.
Well,
it's it's like if we were going to record on a computer in the bathroom of this place. Mm-hmm. That's
nice. Basically, I filled in for a buddy of mine, Alex Pavone, mm-hmm. and then it was just fun. And he went away to Italy for 3 weeks, and then yeah. I just come right. back on every week, and it was just fun to do. And we the name of the show is Netflix Campfire, where they watch a TV show and then don't talk about it at all.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So we don't know anything about movies, so.
No.
So the show's playing during the podcast?
No, we watch the show first.
Oh, okay.
But we stopped doing that because we're too lazy to do that even. So it's really just, it was an excuse to get into pod. We didn't know what the fuck it was going to be. And I should have just made it like, should have just fucking called it podcast. I mean, it would have been a better name for it.
That should be. Has anyone had a name of a show called podcast?
I'm sure they have.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Hilarious.
If you look at the list of podcasts, like every possible word has been used to describe a podcast or to name a podcast.
And I should say I shit on it by saying that it was like recording in the bathroom of this place, but honestly, the bathroom's a lot nicer.
It's in there. You gotta start with your iPhone, dude.
Yeah, start with your iPhone. All right, so
you can yell at your intern 20 years from now about how you started on a really awful.
I'm not having an intern 20 years from now. All right, I know that for a fact.
Well, maybe six
I'll
years.
I'll still be the intern.
You're the intern.
Yeah, well.
I mean, the comic. The intern.
You guys just get some real delusional schlub to do some stuff for you. Not that you're a delusional schlub, but.
No,
sure,
not
the schlub
all.
Would have to be so delusional.
I'm
just
not
to
delusional
follow
at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this is.
Everybody who gets into comedy is delusional.
Yeah. I'm not. See, I don't have delusion, and that's why I think about quitting every day.
Yeah, so do I. So does.
So you're not delusional.
Yeah, but you
Rose
don't.
Button.
I mean, as
yeah,
long you as you don't quit, you've kept the delusion alive for another day.
I tell people I'm 6 months away from quitting every day. Every day I get another six months, I'm gone.
Just
I'm done.
Slowly tapering off.
But it never changes. I'm always 6 months away. So.
I Google grad schools every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, well, you should.
If you ever, whenever I have like a crisis, I always start Googling like, I'm such and such age and I don't know what to do. And Google just suggests every age possible. Like, I'm 26 and I don't know what to do.
Oh, we should.
I'm 27 and I don't know what to do.
Does
I'm 28 and I don't know
what
to
do. Does it give what to do?
It gives a lot of bullshit philosophy stuff like, yeah, well, you gotta just do what you love,
oh,
man.
Oh, it doesn't say, like, join a plumber's union.
No actual advice, yeah.
They really should.
Plumber's union.
Something like that.
Those are your fucking custom
That's
Google
his backup
responses
plan.
Right there.
That's my backup. I can't. I'm a mechanic. Are you kidding me?
You got the ass for it.
Same shit, though, right?
Okay.
He does have the ass for it.
What's your backup
plan? Can we fucking host the show, you cunts?
Sorry.
Wait, you're hosting? I thought I was hosting.
I'm in the captain's chair.
All right.
Where this is, I guess, the wrap-up show.
This is the
People
wrap-up
show. People
are
probably shitting on it as we speak. But Rosebud Baker, first time on the show. How'd you feel?
Did I suck?
No, you were great.
Yeah, you did really well. And you weren't objectified once during the episode, which I think is like a record.
It's because I'm wearing a
mom shirt.
Fucking mom shirt.
Yeah.
The first thing Scobo said was, why do your tits look weird?
Yeah.
When I walked
in. She came
in,
I was like, tits look really... She has nice tits. I've never seen them, but like, you always look.
I couldn't have guessed she had tits.
Yeah, you look.
No, I cover them up.
Well, we covered the objectification part. She got that done today, so...
That's so good for me.
Mm-hmm. So
does it happen to you a lot on podcasts? Like, you sit on a show, and then it all automatically becomes like, hey...
I don't get objectified. I don't get catcalled. It never fucking happens for me.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't give off the vibe. Not to say that anybody who like walks down the street is like asking for it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's something about me that makes people think that I'm about to snap.
It's your face.
That's why I never.
It's my face.
That's why I never said hi to you.
I give off a vibe that I'm gonna snap.
You're gonna fucking kill somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I picked up on it pretty quickly, yeah.
That's why you two are a good fit, because you always look like you're about to snap also.
Yeah,
we both have a lot of anger.
I'm always about to snap in life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So how was your first time on the show? Did you like it?
I loved it. Are you kidding me? I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun.
Good time on here. If you guys don't know her, she's a very funny comedian. Hasn't been doing it, 3 years, but you're fucking killing it. I always say you're going to be famous.
Thanks. You're the only person who says
the only person, and don't take my word for anything.
Yeah. Have you confirmed have you predicted anyone else's success?
Yeah, Pete Davidson.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Fuck, shit.
Dude, he was famous before we even started comedy.
No, I saw Pete when he was like 16. I was like, I was like, this kid's going to bomb. Full House, and probably, mm-hmm. This kid's going to bomb. Why are they putting him up?
Yeah,
and
but then you heard the 9/11 dead closer. Oh, whoops. Wait, no, we're going to mute that out from the final cut.
Do you?
No, I mean, that's the truth. I mean, I watched an old clip. I remember when I first started comedy, I remember, like, oh, who are, like, some hot shots right now? His name came up. I look up a clip of his. And you know, he's in the loony bin in Staten Island, and he's doing some like cute stuff up top, and then dead dad joke, they love him. Yeah. And you know, it's like
One thing about Pete
kind of make me wish my dad was dead.
About Pete was
I have a joke about my dad being dead. He's not.
Yeah, well, you got to win over the crowd.
That's we've already covered the fact that I hate my family. So sorry, go ahead, Scopo.
I mean, you guys just whatever Bobby talks about talking over, you guys just fuck that. You're like, no, we're gonna talk over in the post show. I
sorry,
like it.
We just started a podcast. What do you think about ditching this guy and just working with me?
Nah,
no.
Nah. I got loyalty.
We're bros.
And Coulter was wrong. All right, anyway, go ahead. What was your...
How's it going, Deep?
Thank you, buddy.
That's good.
No, so you're hosting.
It's over.
I'd be a better host, to be honest.
Take it over, Deepo.
Can we switch seats?
No.
Then it's not going to feel right. Then you host this time. I'll host the next one.
It's too much.
Laura will host the next one after that.
Too much.
He's
right now.
He's too much, and it's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Gets a little too confident.
Let it go. Yeah, your confidence is off the charts right now.
My confidence.
Whatever the fuck it is, it's shitty.
You got to turn it down.
Turn it down. Relax.
All right. This is my first time expressing my opinions to the audience. I'm excited.
You got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming in hot. Right off the bat.
You write for Jezebel?
That would be good.
All right, so you know, first time, what did you think about it? Was it fun?
You've asked for this three times already.
I'm trying to get more.
I had a ton of fun. I was a little worried about keeping up, but I don't think I did. But I think I at least didn't fucking embarrass myself too much.
That's
so
big.
Didn't say anything I really regret too much.
The Velvet Hammer will not be listening to this, so don't worry about it.
Thank God.
You guys don't know. Can we say who
No, let's not go into that right now. Come
on.
It's
fun. It's fun. Just look up the Velvet Hammer.
Yeah.
And then you'll know who we're talking about.
And you'll know my lineage.
Is that your stripper name or something? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay. It is, yeah.
Fuck it, dude.
That
if
would be
it
a
was,
good stripper name,
honestly,
though.
If I became a stripper and I named myself that, holy shit, what a way to disappoint my family.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
God.
You still got to date Seton, though.
But it also sounds like a stripper with a dick if I name myself the Velvet Hammer.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Velvet Hammer sounds like a really soft-spoken guy with a huge, hard dick. And just fucks you crazy. Right?
Ugh. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. But
Velvet.
He does sound like that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, what do you want to talk about? Rosebud, it's your first time on the show. How'd you think of it?
You guys have asked me. Now it's really.
I think that was a joke.
Just keep going.
I think that was the joke, Rosebud. It's all right.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not picking up on it. Don't worry about it.
Are you a big Citizen Kane fan?
God damn it.
You must have heard that every day.
Every fucking day.
Shit, man. Well,
hear that shit.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
I thought I could be the one friend that didn't bring that up.
No.
Broke that rule. Anyway.
Yeah.
What's next on the docket?
Not that. What are the. Can we read the chat? Oh, they're going hardcore right now.
Panthers Hockey says, calm down, Deepu. I agree completely.
Yeah, Deepu gets very. Like,
can you read that from here?
Yeah, I got good vision, baby.
Jesus
Deepu's like
Christ.
A dog that's been pent up all day, and then you let him out. He's like, come on, let's have a
shot. Dude, yeah, no, it's just like my dogs.
Oh, it's just relax. Let it slow play a little bit, Deepu. What else are they saying when you read that?
Latino Legend says, can we tread any untreaded ground? What is something that hasn't been talked about on the podcast before that we can talk about
here? I don't think there is a goddamn...
Maybe we should bring up the Velvet Hammer. Maybe I shouldn't have fucking shit on that.
Yeah. The Velvet Hammer?
Yeah.
You want to talk about who he is?
Okay, the Velvet Hammer is my grandfather who was Secretary of State.
For who?
For George Bush Sr. Wow.
George Bush Sr. And what did he do for George Bush Jr.?
So I do come from money. Uh-huh.
What do you do?
You can overcome that. You can overcome.
I just hit it.
Yeah.
Do you have like a fear of mentioning that because people are going to judge? Like,
no, I mentioned it in my set.
Okay.
This is why Rosebud's. I think she's getting so funny. She brings it up. I stand up talk about that one time, and I was like, you made it funny, and I was like, holy shit, she's bringing up her life.
Yeah.
Which is what you have to do in stand up. You have to talk about yourself and.
Well, that's the whole reason I got into stand up is because I was so fucking disappointed with my life. So, you know. It was a nice place to just get all that out.
You started in New York stand-up.
I started in New York.
How'd you start?
What was the first mic you went to?
The first mic I went to, actually, was in Austin, Texas, at some, like, coffee house in Austin, Texas. I was doing a road trip with my best friend, who was, like, moving out of New York. I'd had an awful year. I was... just fucking very depressed, and I had no pride left and no ego.
You still don't.
And I was you got an ego, a little bit of ego. All right, I'm just doing what I can.
And then you did it for how first set. How was it?
Oh, God, it was great. It was awful. But I, but when I remember it, I'm like, I went up on stage and I wore a cowboy hat and I read my uncle's Facebook page. Which was all riddles. Like, he spoke in riddles about, like, the coyotes have howled at the moon for years, and then it's like it was like still no answer, and then he would end every status with just saying, and he did that for every fucking status, just read like all of his status updates, and then I was like, I think I got like two laughs, and I was like, all right, goodbye. I was like, good night.
Really?
Cool.
Your uncle's killing it, by the way. That's a hilarious riddle.
He's funny. I mean,
is your uncle
a
black sheep
maniac
of the family, or
no.
You are?
No, I don't.
No, you say your sister is.
Dude, there's
or your cousins.
It gets
that
so much worse than me.
Really?
I mean, yeah, no, it does. It gets fucking sad. I'm like half bougie and like half fucking trash. And like it's like one or the other. The divide is so strong. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is a result of marriage for love, right? Like the rich, someone from the well-off side, fell in love with some pauper.
No.
It's just it's really
both sides
more
are
like,
rich.
It's really more just drug addiction, because like, there's drug addictions just like riddled
Sides. Through the Baker family?
Through the Baker and the Thomas side. Where, you know, the Thomas side's all in recovery. The Baker side is...
No, not in recovery.
Working
it out.
They're trying.
And you got to say what the Velvet Hammer did for George Bush Jr.
Did I not say that? Doesn't really matter, right?
You said he was Secretary of State.
Secretary of State. But he was... You know, remember the recount? The 2000 recount?
Oh,
in Florida?
He's the one that put the kibosh on the trial or whatever?
On the gore? He was the one that went down and said, Bush,
I feel like it's like
Bush won.
They won't...
It's going to be a lot of hate. You know,
it's going to be a lot of hate. There's a lot of this girl's kind of ugly or this girl's kind of hot. And that's what they do.
For anyone in the chat room, Rosebud is definitely a 10. I can just say that right now.
Well, my personality is.
Your 10. Personality, looks,
hey,
the whole thing.
What, buddy?
I've been around you a few times, but your personality is not
it's
brightest.
It's been garbage. It's had garbage days, but you know what? Who doesn't?
I do.
I woke up this morning. Oh, my God. I was like, I wanted to die today.
Why? What happened?
I did not think this day was going to get better. I don't know. You know, you wake up and you're just like, do I have to, like... It's still happening. You know what I mean? I woke up like, God damn it. Like, another one.
Another day?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun.
I wake up on a daily basis, like, pretty suicidal, and then the rest of the day is just a climb upward. You know what I mean? It gets better every day, and I go, and by the
end of
the day...
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't felt that way.
Yeah, that's just you.
In a long time.
Really?
I mean, ever.
I haven't gotten depressed since I did comedy.
I should stop drinking caffeine, then.
I wake up, and I'm like, oh, today's the day, and then I get, like, lower.
Oh, I would much rather have it
I get lower throughout the day. It's like, you know, this fucking happens, and that fucking happens, and then you're like, oh, you're shit.
No, you gotta start off the way I start off. You gotta start off...
Start off from the bottom, now you're here.
Start off at the bottom, and I'm still at the bottom, but I'm feeling better about it. You know what I mean?
Better at the bottom, okay.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Scopa, where was your first mic?
At Comics in New York City.
Oh, shit. I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they closed down.
They closed down.
I remember Comics.
Yeah, they closed down.
That was before I did comedy, but I remember that.
Yeah, okay. They closed down, and then that was it.
But how was the mic? How did it go? Did you go last? I bet you got bumped so hard because they're like, this fucking dumb guinea. Oh, he's not going up on time.
No, not at all. They put me right up, actually.
Oh, yeah? Move out of the way. First timers here.
I think I was a third on the list, and I went up. Emma Willman was the MC. I remember that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The mic, yeah. Emma Willman, and then I actually got a laugh on a couple jokes.
Nice.
And then I did my first show there. And it was actually really good because it was like, oh, it's a bringer show, basically. You bring your friends and family. And then I did well. And then after, I'm like, this is easy.
Do you feel like you did, when you say you did well, are you speaking from your memory of it? Because I feel like if you watched it now.
Oh, no. If,
like,
if I watched it now, it's. No, I get last, but they're all like jacked up. It's like doing a TV taping. They're like just excited to be there because they're there, you know, your friends.
Yeah.
But no, I watched it. I'm like, oh, my God, that's putrid. It's absolutely putrid of what I'm doing now.
You wish you could puke through the screen onto
My stage presence is just awful.
Yeah.
The jokes are just, the setups, you could just see them coming. It was god-awful. But, you know, you power through it, and that's it.
Yeah.
What about you, Deeps?
I never fell for the Bringer Show thing. I always knew. That's a scam. I'm proud of myself.
Fucking dumb.
Yeah, right? How those mics treating you?
Those mics are, they're getting brutal, baby.
Yeah?
There's always the joke every...
You need to stop doing mics. You're done.
You say that, but then I see people do tons of mics.
You need to stop doing mics. I think you should always keep.
Yeah, not, I think you guys keep doing it.
Not as many as you do. You do way too many mics.
I was doing a lot. I mean, I was doing like two a day.
Two a day? That's like, I'd be exhausted after two.
It is exhausting.
I'm exhausted after one a week.
Yeah. Because I also don't like to ask to be put up early because I'm polite. I just kind of wait until when I get drawn or whatever. And then by the end of two, I'm just fucking fried. And I was getting in my head about a lot of shit, too. And I talked to you at one point, and you were like, yo, you got to fucking just stop doing mics. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped doing mics, and then I felt like I got worse. Because I was just like not getting on stage ever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But, you got to start hanging out at shows.
That was your advice, is stop doing mics. You're like, yeah. Hey, you know what? If it's not going well, stop doing comedy.
Trust me.
Basically.
I'm Chris Scopo.
Yeah.
Well, I found like I was in between. I do mics less frequently. I don't pay for mics anymore. I used to go to some paid mics just because...
Why don't you just hang out at shows?
Hang out at shows. I've been doing that since the beginning, and that's never really helped. Because no. I also, you know, the fact is, I just don't have the confidence to go like, hey... Put me on your show, I'll deliver. I always think in the back of my head, like, I can have a meltdown, I could bomb terribly, or it could go okay.
That's literally what I say before I go on stage every single time. Before I go, I'm like, you're gonna bomb. You're gonna bomb. No, to myself. I'm like, don't bomb. You're gonna bomb.
That's what you say to yourself? Or you're...
Every single time.
Jesus.
Before I go on stage. But, you know, you just
Why
fucking...
Why do you do that?
Because I'm a psychopath. We're all psychopaths. You're a psychopath,
but I'm
too.
I'm not a psychopath that, hates myself.
Really? You woke up and said, today, another fucking day?
That's because I'm tired of life. That's not because I hate myself.
Oh, okay.
It's because I hate life.
Okay, it's a big difference.
It's exhausting. I mean, you got to be crazy not to.
Mm-hmm.
So, how much shit there is during that? I got to walk my dogs. I got to respond to text messages. I got to deal with other people. I'm in a relationship. I have to love another human being. That's all exhausting work.
I can tell.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to read some chat room right now.
I can't believe you and your vision. That's amazing.
I know. I'm gonna go blind trying to read at this distance.
All right, let me see this.
Yeah.
These three look like dog walkers.
That's a good one.
That's one third true.
I've definitely walked dogs.
I used to do the same thing, Scopo. These are walkers. The one on the left definitely is. No, she hates her life. My life rocks. After seeing those like Weekend Update style pieces Deep was making, I was like, ah, fuck. Whatever that means.
Okay.
I bet she has a doll collection.
Oh my
do
God.
You?
I
do you
have a doll collection? I have a doll collection.
You really do?
You?
I might put that in my ass.
I went to a fucking rich person's house. They have a doll room. Like, I realized, like, I'm nowhere near, like, I thought maybe I'm white and
that's not
my
a rich thing. That's like a creepy thing.
That's a rich. They had so many fucking rooms in the house. They just were like, oh, we'll just make a doll room because we have dolls. Because the grandma likes to collect dolls. It's ridiculous. And they had a pool house. Like, she's like, you should go sleep by the pool house. I'm like, that's just called a house.
I would have room for my dogs, though. I would totally do that.
You would have room for the dogs?
Which is, I guess,
well, they're at least living, though.
They are living
they're
things.
They're living things,
they deserve the best because they're better than humans.
Yeah, okay.
They're angels.
They're angels?
Yeah. I believe that.
Okay. Well, are we done here? What's going on?
I mean, you kind of just started to...
Scopo remembers, what is it, American Doll? My grandma thinks she's cute. Okay. Scopo thought he was rich. No, Scopo thought he was like a white person. I thought I was like white, and then I realized I'm nowhere near being white.
What? Can you read one that makes sense, though? I mean, these people.
They just type.
Yeah, you kind of have to screen them in your head.
Mm-hmm. You screen them in your head,
Deepu's better at this than you are.
Yeah, he does it more often, so usually that's what happens.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Causing controversy.
Here we go. Does she know Rosebud has a dyke mullet?
Is it really?
You do kind of have a dyke mullet. Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a mullet. I just got it trimmed.
Oh, it's kind of Joe Dirty. It's a little Joe Dirty.
What are you talking about? It's Joe Dirty. Should I get rid of the bangs?
It's a little Joe Dirty. What do you guys think in the chat room? Should we get rid of the bangs?
What the fuck? My haircut costs $75. Fuck you, asshole. This is when I get angry. This is when I stop being likable.
You're never going to like chat rooms in your career, I'm guessing. Like, no matter where you go, the chat room will probably not be crazy. Or you won't be thinking about
Who likes hanging out in chat rooms except for the fuckers that are in them?
I like a nice chat room. Scopo, you like chat rooms?
No. I think they're the most awful places in the world.
They are literally scum.
You are the person that likes Reddit. If you like Reddit, you're a fucking loser. I'm sorry.
Reddit's okay sometimes. I didn't say I'm obsessed with it.
I guarantee you the person who wrote... I'm not going to let go of this. The person who wrote that hasn't had a haircut in fucking 9 years.
You think he's living in a basement?
Absolutely.
Oh, shit.
A lot
shit.
Of basement dwellers, for sure.
I bet he always looks wet.
We're actually going to introduce some new chat room functionality. So maybe I can, like, we're thinking about putting like a trivia game in the chat room, so we can put up trivia questions about the show
in the chat room.
In the chat room, people can submit the answers, and they'll get, and each user will get points.
Okay,
and
what do they? What do they get?
I don't know. Just like you know, high score, props. Maybe we can give like a prize to the winner. But like, what would be a good trivia question for the fans?
A good trivia question.
Why are Rosebud's tits hidden? Something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think you should do. I would say more with
why
the
do
people
they look
that are
weird is a funnier question.
Why do they look weird? Yeah.
I would think, you know, where was the where did Bobby do the show before he did it at the Riotcast studio?
There you go. Was that answered today?
No, but I know what the answer is. So, so do you know Deepu?
Where did
let's ask them.
In his kitchen.
I just said let's ask them.
You just asked me, and I,
and I just said hold on, let's ask them.
Yeah.
Is Scopo dumb? Yes. Yes. A yes. B yes. C yes. D crayons. That's
D
funny.
Crayons.
That's good. That was a good one.
Oh, that's great.
Who said that? White Manatee, I think, said that.
White Manatee.
Whatever his name is.
Bobby's in the chat.
Deepu Trebek. Wait, there we go.
Yeah.
Who was the guest on our on the second ever YKWD live show downstairs at the Village Underground? Who was
the second?
We had two guests on the show, actually.
Okay.
We had the lovely Bailey J.
Sure.
Who's a bubbler? She's the greatest. And then we had somebody else. Who was it?
Do you want to let them answer?
Yeah. Let's see if they know.
Let's see if it comes up. Yeah. I think I know this. I wasn't super familiar with the podcast in that era, so I didn't really know like the live show and stuff.
We know.
Yeah, but I remember seeing pictures of this.
Uh-oh, somebody got it. Window Lizard got it. He said it. Norton.
Yep, it was Jim Norton.
It was Jim Norton, yes, on the show. Scopo, keep trying. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
You and I both did a lot of trying today. We went through some trials and tribulations.
We always try. We still have 44... Louis J. Gomez, Stone Cold entrance music. Okay, yes, that was not on that show, though. That was on the next show we had in the upstairs lounge. Jim Norton, yes, we know.
Here's a trivia question. How can we get Scopo to Google shit better during the show? Is there, like, a way to teach him?
It's never going to happen. Google's been out for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm still a fucking retard. So, it doesn't happen. Okay. It's part of the show. Bobby yells at me.
Yeah, it's endearing.
Whatever, you know.
If you got everything immediately, there'd be nothing to talk about.
Would
literally.
It wouldn't be fun. Yeah. Sam, our other buddy, Sam Rubinoff, who I'd love to have as a guest on the after show. I think he would be perfect.
He's a good fit for the after show.
He's,
We need some fiery power Jews in here.
Well, he's not powery at all.
He would crack under the pressure, I feel like.
He was having a nervous breakdown the other day about a date.
About
a Tinder date. He was just having a breakdown. He's like, she's not,
my hips are hurting.
She's not texting me back. I'm like, Sam, let it go. It's whatever, dude.
Why was he scared that she was listening to the podcast? He's always scared people are listening to the podcast. I'm like, dude,
Sam,
nobody listens to the podcast.
No.
He's like, she kicked me out of her apartment. I'm scared she's going to listen to the podcast. I'm like, she doesn't let you stay on her couch. Why is she going to look you up on the internet?
He went back to her place?
Yeah.
They talked about that? Oh, Sam Rudolph, look him up. He's the funniest fucking guy. I think he's hilarious, but
he is the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's hilarious. I think he's hilarious to his friends. And how just neurotic he is as a human being.
Yep.
Yeah. And he doesn't realize he's neurotic. He thinks he's normal.
I think he kind of... Because he's upping the Rubinoff a lot lately.
What do you mean he's upping the Rubinoff?
He's just upping his... He's like constantly doing his persona. You know what I mean?
It's good. He needs to do his persona more.
What's the persona, squinting your eyes like Woody Allen or something like that? Or?
Yeah, kind of.
He needs to find his...
Oh, my glasses!
He needs to find his inner Jew and bring that out more, and he'll be a beast.
Yeah.
Channel the Jew. That could be fresh.
Channel the Jew is going to be the name of his fucking memoir.
Scopo, you never hit me back about sitting on the couch soon. I'm sorry, buddy.
What are you denying fans their privilege?
Sorry, buddy. Hit me up.
He's writing
Chris,
up from his couch.
chris.scopo@gmail.com, and I will... Seriously, though, just from this here and the fact that Lauren's not present, there is potential. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, man, Lauren doesn't want to hear that. Lauren is integral to the show.
I think this was called the Holocaust. Huh, that was good. The Holocaust?
I don't get it.
Oh, man.
The show, Cast Cost. get it. Maybe I read that wrong. I'm a little sober. No, he wrote Holocaust, so fuck this guy.
I don't even get it.
All right, guys, thank you.
Something about Jews.
Yeah, that's been, I guess, the post show. The first ever post YKWD.
I wonder how long we did. I'm not even sure.
Not even sure. We might not have another one. We don't know.
I think this could be good. I gotta just edit out that insult to Pete Davidson. And,
no, you don't. Pete will never hear that in his life. And if
I think it actually could find its way to him.
Was it an insult, or were you just talking about one of his jokes?
You know what Pete's
going to talk about one of his jokes in a not so great way.
Do you know what Pete's going to do when he hears that joke? He's just going to check his bank.
He's
going to
kill my dad.
9/11. Said he did a dead dad joke and he killed.
I had a funny one.
Closer.
Let it go. He'll check. He's fine. Pete's doing well.
Yeah, but then he'll have some chip on his shoulder, like, this fucking Indian guy, he's just some tech dude. Who the fuck does he think he is?
Never remember who you are. He's busy.
He remembers you.
Yeah, because I started with him. He's busy doing famous
people. I started
with
him. We started the same week, apparently.
He's busy doing famous people shit, which doesn't involve anyone in this room. Trust me. He's famous.
Okay.
So he's perfectly fine.
All right. Well, I certainly hope so.
You didn't even insult him.
Not remember this at all.
Can we just get back to the fact that he didn't insult him?
Did not insult him, yeah. This is where Deepu gets crazy that he thinks that like people are going to attack him in the streets
for
stuff he says. It's like nobody gives a shit.
You know, these Italians, they come after you, bro, just because he didn't say no disrespect eight times.
Someone said, stop being afraid of everyone, Deepu.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then
I show up every week to the ball bustiest show on the planet. I'm not afraid. I let it happen, baby.
Okay, Deepu.
Bring it on.
Okay.
I got shit on by the chat room all day today. Curry this, curry that.
Well, you deserve the Deepu.
I know.
We got to end this because my pits are sweating.
Jesus.
I'm ready to go for like another hour, but, you know, whatever.
I got to get home. Rosebud.
Can I just talk to the camera by myself?
To what? You can do whatever you want, buddy.
Oh, that'd be great.
Getting the fuck out of here. You have to go walk your dogs.
Yeah.
Charlie and Bama.
Charlie and Alabama.
Or you could hire one of us.
Or I could hire one of you guys, or I could hire myself.
Yeah.
Because that was directed to all of us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where could they find you again, Rosebud?
Oh, find me on Twitter and Instagram at Rosebud Baker. And if you care to listen to our podcast, it is Netflix Campfire Podcast on iTunes.
Soon to be revamped. We're going to change that up a little bit.
Okay, you know what? You just got brought on as a host, buddy. Take it down a notch.
We're gonna make
it back a little bit.
I can't do Netflix Campfire and we don't discuss any Netflix. Let's make it the Campfire.
Listen, we're talking about what we watched during the week. So this week I talked about fucking Bachelor in Paradise because that's all I felt like.
You watched The Bachelor?
Bachelor in Paradise. It's when you take all the losers and you put them on an island.
Hilarious.
It's a fucking amazing show.
Hilarious.
Amazing show.
Yeah?
Yeah. Structurally, it is.
Now, what
is
funny?
Amazing.
Is there one Bachelor or it's just all the losers?
It's all the losers.
And they have to, what do they compete?
There's one guy that actually won, but then they broke up and she wrote a scathing book about him, about how he was abusive, and he's on the show this week.
What do they compete for shit?
They compete to like. To, like, find a match, right? So it's just, like, a bunch of people. It's like musical chairs, you know what I mean? Like, you find somebody that you can fuck for the week. And then, you know, it's all under the whole, like, oh, we're going to get married at the end. But, like, nobody ever gets... I guess people get fucking, you know, engaged. But I think there's, like, been one couple that ends up... The point is, it's hysterical. And it's genius as far as, like, a show goes. It's a masterpiece in editing.
Mm-hmm.
it's fantastic.
Good. Bachelor in Paradise. Check that out, guys.
Bachelor in Paradise. What are they saying? Are they shitting on it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who was,
I just see my name written on
it. Who was the worst guest ever on YKWD?
Ooh, man. I want
to
just...
There's been some bad... it has to be... I wasn't actually on the show at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be the guy that got up in the middle of the show. He was from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, I guess started talking about dicks right away.
Yeah.
The guy...
That's not the worst guest, though.
The guy just got up and was like, nah, I can't do this. And he walked out of the room.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. He didn't know what he was getting into.
Yeah. Why was he so scared about talking about dick?
Because he's afraid Facebook would find out and they'd fire him.
Yeah, you don't want to leave that gig. Who was the worst? Who was? I think the question was like, who was the worst performer?
I'm really fucking self-conscious about my hair. I can never read anything.
Nah, you look great.
Yeah.
Who was the worst guest? I think this must precede
the
DP era.
Comic,
yeah, you're neurotic.
Zero
Self-esteem?
Real self-esteem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, comics are really brave. No, we're not.
Yeah, they say...
we're fucking... We're like, constantly just on a thread.
Oh, yeah. I did a show, and this guy, like... I did a show with Schultz, and then Schultz has, like, a big fan base, so they come out, and they follow me. The guy hit me up, was, like, talking to me. He's like, yo, man, comics, really, though? They say some of the most brilliant shit ever. I was like... What are you talking about? We're all psychopaths. We know nothing what we're talking about. We say we ramble on all day,
that's
and maybe
necessarily true.
one or two good things come out of a comic's mouth a day. Everything else is like bullshit.
I would argue. Yeah, I'm not talking about myself, but I will say that a lot of gems come out of comic's mouth. I think it's honestly that they're not necessarily responding to what the person's saying. So much as, like, the rhythm that they're saying it in. You know what I mean?
Probably.
A good joke. Yeah. All we're doing is taking regular people thoughts and putting them into a structure that can be, you know, recognized as, like, oh, that's funny. But, like, people think it's magic, and it's not. It's just structure.
Very true.
You know?
All right, we're wrapping this up.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about, by the way.
Exactly.
I've only been doing comedy for 3 years, so fuck me.
Thank you guys for hanging out.
Wait, what about my plugs, baby?
Oh, what's your plugs?
You just
plugs?
Did her plugs, and we're like, are you saying goodbye?
Because she was the guest of the show, Deepu. That's
true.
Why I did it.
Well, I just want to just mention once again that
you're
tomorrow...
You're going to be talking to the camera by yourself, right?
No, we're ending
it. Yeah, I think we're going to just end it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one day, once you're not here, and once Lauren's gone, I'll just talk to the camera by myself.
Mm, Deepu already has plans.
I got big plans, baby.
Big plans.
Scopo and
the after
Deepu
show.
And the cam. It's going to be the name of the show. Mm-hmm. Just want to remind everybody that 7 p.m. tomorrow, if you're listening live, I'll be doing an interview with the developers at Abitron Games for their new game coming out in the next couple of weeks. So that should be interesting. We're going to just try and make a good show out of that. And then Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu. Tweet at us. Let us know how the post show went. I'm sure it's not going to be great.
Yes,
but,
tweet at us, at Chris Cope. Yeah, he has a good Twitter handle, right?
Yeah, it's great.
It's a good one.
It's a great Twitter handle because it tells people exactly how to pronounce my name, but it also puts me in this, like, thing where, like, I'm an assistant. Because that's what R2-D2 was. He was, like, this helpful little thing.
No, that's just your psychopath.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, your psychopath is taking over.
No, people kind of, like, assume...
Nope,
people kind of make the connection, like, oh, he's, like, just
a little robot droid. We have two people here that we did not think of that at all.
I've known you for...
Well, you've never seen Star Wars.
I was like, he loves Star Wars.
Yeah,
that's
what I was thinking. He's a geek. You're a geek, but not an assistant geek.
Okay.
You
well,
can be
that's
the head
very
geek.
Specific knowledge.
I appreciate you saying that because I was in my head about that a lot. What do you got, Chris? What are your plugs?
What do I got? Nothing. Just get me. You know, I have shows all out this throughout the city. If you want.
Yeah. If you go to your website, you got dates every fucking week, baby.
I got dates, but I don't plug them because I'm an idiot, and also I'm not headlining, so I feel I shouldn't plug them. But yeah, I got dates. October 7th and 8th, I'll be actually in Laugh Boston with Andrew Schultz. I'll be with Lewis the 29th in Connecticut somewhere.
Look at you.
Yeah, I got stuff, you know, going on. So, thanks, guys, for hanging out. What do I do, Deepu, to shut
this
down?
Thank you. We'll take care of it from here. Have a nice night. See you guys later.
Good night.
Bye.